Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Let's talk music news with our music guy, Gary Graff. Hey, Gary, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. Yes. We're at Briggs & Stratton in Wauwatosa.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I heard. They want you guys out in public again.
Again.
Yeah.
Well, they will. They never learn.
Lawnmowers, snowblowers, generators.
You know, Graf, with all your smart comments, these things don't usually go that bad. We don't get run out with pitchforks or anything.
When they tell you not to touch anything there, just don't touch anything.
Well, we don't touch
anything. Yeah, we sit in our designated area.
We're not Will Smith in Men in Black, you know.
True. True. Hey, Gary, I have a question.
Okay.
When Motley Crue last toured, they did their We're Going on a Business Tour, right?
It was this is the thing, you know, we've seen this with so many bands. It was their last tour.
And they said, we're done. And they all signed a contract that said, we're done, right?
They signed a contract?
Yeah, yeah. Didn't they, Gary? Am I wrong?
Huh? You're not wrong. They said they were not going to tour. They did not say they would not make music together again, which is what they're doing. So, yes, they're getting in on the loophole here. But Motley Crue came out yesterday. Motley Crue is convening or has convened in separate parts to record four new songs that will be part of the movie version of the band autobiography, The Dirt, which is due out in 2019. Vince Neil kind of actually they started to spill the beans earlier this month, where there was a picture of Nikki Sixx and Tommy Lee in the studio together. And Tommy saying, this is the new euphemism for stuff. Yesterday, Vince Neil tweeted a message, you know, about exciting news. I'm going back in the recording studio in a few weeks with the boys to record four brand new Motley Crue tracks. And Nikki Sixx followed that with an explanation that, yes, this is for The Dirt. He promises that the songs are going to smack us upside the head. They're being recorded with Bob Rock, who did all the classic Motley Crue stuff, and they'll be part of the movie soundtrack.
So, just a movie soundtrack? Will they tour?
They said they won't. You know, that's, we can nail them if they tour.
Yeah, well, the Eagles said they wouldn't just tour for money and then charge people $300 a ticket.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, you know. No, they're not touring. The Eagles aren't touring just for the money. They're touring for the art. It just so happens that art is expensive.
Okay.
Speaking of tours, John Mellencamp.
Yeah. John Mellencamp is going to have a new album out this fall called Other People's Stuff, which implies it may be covers, but we haven't heard details yet. And he's going on a big Canadian tour this fall. But next year, starting in February, he's going to launch a U.S. tour, and the Riverside Theater will have the second date on the tour on February 8th. And when you purchase a ticket for the show, you get a copy of the album.
All right, McCartney, kind of a big week for him.
It was a big week. Well, he put out his new album last week, Egypt Station, you know, and then did the high-profile media rounds, you know, including an interview with GQ that, you know, that slapping sound you may have heard around the world was Paul's children slapping their foreheads going, Dad smoked dope again. Because, I mean, this, you know, of course, the headline story that's come out of this is the group masturbation session. It's sometime in the early 60s at John Lennon's house with Paul and a bunch of guys, and he talks about this in much greater detail than we ever really needed to know about or read about, although it has allowed us to, you know, to have some fun with, you know, songs such as With a Little Help from My Friends and
There You Go
and Shout and Dare I Say It Come Together.
I'm just really glad that during Carpool Karaoke they didn't, you know,
it did, no,
they just
no,
talked
no,
about
yeah,
where he
no,
grew
we
up.
Would not yeah. have, we would not have seen it on CBS. He also talked in great detail about the various sexcapades of he and the Beatles, you know, including George losing his virginity in Germany while the other three listened, you know, through the walls. The one part I did really like about it, though, was he talked about Quincy Jones. If you remember last, you know, or I think it was earlier this year, Quincy Jones did that bizarre interview where he, like, talked about how crappy he thought all these great artists were, including the Beatles. including Paul McCartney as a bass player. So Paul talks at some length about that in the interview, about Quincy Jones calling him to apologize and claiming he never said the stuff. And Paul, I guess, had had a couple drinks at home and was cooking dinners that he called Quincy Jones some names in jest. And they, you know, apparently had a very nice, you know, nice light discussion about it. But pretty funny. So, yeah, so, you know, he got Egypt Station off to quite a launch there. I guess we could say he pumped it up. And hey, it looks like it may have worked. The album's being projected to be McCartney's first number one in 36 years.
2 million years ago, when Bob and I were just starting out in Melbourne, Florida, after 6 months, I think, was music director.
You were.
Yeah.
You were. You were quoted in Billboard
Magazine.
I was actually
quoted in Billboard Magazine about making the rotation a little harder with Joan Jett.
Yeah.
I love rock and roll. And aside from that song, I couldn't tell you another Joan Jett.
Crimson and Clover, sure you can.
Crimson and Clover.
But nothing in 5 years, and now she's got something coming out?
Yeah, first new song in 5 years is called Fresh Start. This will be part of the documentary Bad Reputation, which has been making the round of the film festivals to, I should add, critical acclaim. And it's going to be released wide on September 28th. So, you know, it's nice to hear something new from Joan Jett. She's not promising a new album or anything, but, you know, we do have a new song.
What does it sound like? I mean,
it's a rocker. No, it's a Joan Jett. It's a Joan Jett. It's a big power chord, you know, stomp and beat rocker.
Because I love rock and roll.
Oh, I think I Hate Myself for Loving You is better than that.
Yeah? Okay, there's three songs I'm going, yeah. No, I like that. I love rock and roll.
I'm still a fan of Cherry Bomb, which is a Runaways track, but
yeah, we like the pop stuff. We like the stuff that charted for the most part.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
What about the American Music Awards?
Yeah, we've got the American Music Awards this week announced their nominees, and per usual, it's really leans to the pop side. Drake, Cardi B, Camila Cabello, Taylor Swift's up for a few, Ed Sheeran, Imagine Dragons. You can vote in some of the categories at voteamas.com online. Tour of the Year nominees, Beyonce and Jay-Z, Bruno Mars, Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift, and U2 is flying the flag for the rock side. So there are, believe me, there are very few actual rock nominees. Even in the rock pop categories, it's all pop.
What's the deal with the first with this Bowie thing, the first known recording?
Yeah, Bowie, you know, this was like found in a closet recently. David Bowie's first ever recording. It's actually a demo or a demo quality tape. And it was rejected when he first turned it into Decca Records at the beginning of his career, you know, in 1963. This is when he was still known as David Jones. So, you know, they found it, Omega Auction. Put it up for auctions. They were asking $13,000 for it. They got $52,000.
So no one wanted it the first time they heard it, and now it's worth $52,000.
Yeah, so, you know, there you go.
And what's the deal?
A lot has happened since 1963, right?
And there's some true, tech. But, you know, if you bought anything in 1963,
check,
and it increased from zero to $52,000.
It's a nice investment.
Yeah.
And what's the deal with Decca Records, by the way? They turned down the Beatles and they turned down Bowie? Who did they sign?
Well, they had Bowie. They just didn't like the song.
Oh, okay.
But no, Decca was known, you know, especially in the early 60s, you know, obviously, like I say, known as the label that turned down the Beatles. But, you know, they kind of got religion after that and, you know, signed the Rolling Stones and the Moody Blues and a bunch of the British acts. So they quickly, you know, along with EMI, became the leaders in British rock of the, you know, of the 60s. But yeah, it's hard to live down having turned down the Beatles.
All right, what do you want to do last? What's our last story?
Boy, why do you guys always make me choose?
We should
give a shout out to John Legend this week. He became an EGOT winner last Sunday. You know, he got, and that's, you know, when you win a Grammy, an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. He picked up some Emmys for the Jesus Christ, the Live Jesus Christ Superstars on NBC. And, you know, he's also won all those other awards. And he signed on to be a coach on season 16 of The Voice, joining Adam Levine, Blake Shelton, Kelly Clarkson. So big week for John Legend.
Was that EGOT a term before 30 Rock? I don't think so.
I don't know. I really don't know. But yeah, may have been, you know, may have been 30 Rock that coined it. But it's still pretty impressive. Andrew Lloyd Webber, by the way, became an EGOT as well with the Jesus Christ Superstar.
All right.
Gary, good work.
Have a good week. Behave yourselves out there.
All right. Thanks, Gary.
Go home and get rested up from that Aretha funeral. I know it's going to take weeks.
Oh, yeah, it still is. Still in PTSD here.
All right. We'll talk to you later, Gary.
Take care.